Gwinnett News. I'm Jason Taylor. The mother of a man who died in protective custody at the Mississippi County Detention Center in southeast Missouri last year has filed a federal civil suit. Quanta Sanders says the former sheriff, county deputies, jailers, and the Charleston Department of Public Safety are to blame. A caregiver in mid-Missouri's Jefferson City, who's accused in the death of 4-year-old Darnell Gray, is in court this morning. Quatavia Givens allegedly told police she may have hit him wrong. The child's body was found in a wooded area. The ongoing urban-rural divide in voting amongst Missouri Democrats and Republicans was reflected in Tuesday's U.S. Senate race. Bill Wise reports.
The high number of ballots cast for Republican challenger Josh Hawley in less populated counties gave him a majority, 51% of the votes in Tuesday's election. The first-term state attorney general won all but four of Missouri's 114 counties, garnering a 70% or larger share of the vote in at least 45 of them. In many cases, fewer than 5,000 total ballots were cast in those counties. In three rural counties, Barton, Mercer, and Stoddard, Hawley accumulated at least 80% of the vote. By contrast, incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill lost the election while collecting 62% of the votes in the two largest counties, St. Louis and also Jackson. She accumulated 84% of the ballots cast in St. Louis City while generating a plurality of votes, 49% versus 47% for Hawley in Clay County near Kansas City. McCaskill also won Boone, the seventh largest county and home to the University of Missouri, with 56% of the vote.
Southeast Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith says President Trump's Monday visit to Cape Girardeau energized Tuesday's voter turnout in his district.
Throughout the entire 8th congressional district, it has been definitely much higher than the last midterm elections, but somewhere between the presidential election and the turnout.
Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who lost Tuesday's vote, said Trump's presence also motivated her voters. Columbia police in mid-Missouri say they dealt with about a dozen overdoses in about an hour's time yesterday evening. They say the synthetic marijuana product K2 was involved. St. Louis police say they have a man in custody who allegedly vandalized a cemetery. They say witnesses saw the man destroying headstones and stealing metal vases. Missouri House Speaker Elijah Haar says the incoming 116-member House GOP caucus will be one of the largest majorities in House history. During our live MissouriNet election night coverage, Haar noted that Republicans had flipped three Democratic House districts to red.
Mary Elizabeth Coleman in the 97th in Jefferson County. Mike McGurl in the 118th, also in Jefferson County.
Coleman unseated Fenton Democratic State Representative Mike Revis, and McGurl beat Democrat Barbara Marco in the other race. While Democrats will be outnumbered 116-47 in January, they defeated two incumbent GOP state representatives on Tuesday. More news at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.